Previously on The Writer's Wardrobe.
There's a zombie apocalypse.
What is it?
That's the lab where it all started.
I've got a better idea.
You do?
Yeah, why don't we just take the caravan?
And do what with it?
Fucking drive it to where we need to go. The thing's an armored fortress.
Hey, there's a woman there.
Hey?
There, she's in trouble. We have to help.
You seem very eager to do the right thing.
Maybe your choir boy nature is starting to stick.
Wait, aren't you going to pull up?
There's an easier way to clear them.
What are you doing?
They're the snow to my snowplow, Clinton.
Fuck!
Hold on to something! Did we get them all?
What? I don't know. Oh, I smashed my head pretty hard.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of blood there. On your forehead, I mean. And outside the car, actually. I hope I didn't hit the woman by accident.
Are you fucking psycho?
Oh, that, there she is. Hello, gorgeous. I'm Jeff.
What were you thinking? You could have killed me.
I saw you looked like you needed some help. I made an executive decision. I'm Jeff.
Oh my god, you're bleeding everywhere.
Oh, look at that. Guess I soaked through my bandages. I'm Jeff. What's your name?
Rosetta. Were you bitten?
Shot twice. Well, three times. Twice in the shoulder and the other one I'll have to take my pants off for.
Keep your pants on.
Oh, okay.
You shouldn't be driving if you've been shot.
I told him that.
And who are you?
Clinton. Hello.
Hell, Jeff. If you're going to drive, at least restrict yourself to using one arm. It's probably all the steering that opened the wound again.
With respect, I don't think the wound ever closed. Are you a cop or did you steal a dead cop's uniform?
I'm a cop. Or I used to be.
I dig the uniform.
Jeff!
What? It's hot.
I apologise for this, idiot.
What's wrong with you anyway? Why can't you drive?
I can drive and I suggested that I would. He won't listen.
He's a terrible driver.
You've never seen me drive.
I don't need to, okay? I can tell from your attitude. Terrible way of approaching things.
What are you two doing out here anyway?
We're on our way to find my fiancé.
Really?
What?
Really? We're on our way to find some guy who was kidnapped.
He your friend?
Not at all.
Then why bother?
That's what I've been-
It's the right thing to do. Aren't you a cop?
Well, yeah, but things kind of changed when the world went flip side.
Once a cop, always a cop. I thought that was how it was supposed to be. It's the same with janitors.
Janitors?
Yeah, we're janitors. Essential to the cleanup post-apocalypse.
Right. Why are you heading south anyway?
We're going back to the lab.
Where it all started. Ha! Beat you.
Clinton, I wasn't even going to say it that time.
You always say it.
I do not.
Can you please focus?
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, we're going back to the lab. The lab where it- Damn it, Clinton, you've ruined it for me.
What happened at the lab?
There was a problem with the energy drink formula or something.
Okay.
Turns out it was a zombie-making formula.
At least we assume.
What do you mean, assume?
Well, we don't know what kinds of fucked up things they were doing behind the scenes at that lab. It could have been a front for a medical research facility.
That's ridiculous. We would have known about it.
How would we?
Because we're janitors, Clinton. They need us to clean the place if it existed.
They might have had a secret janitor team, you know, for the secret lab.
A secret team of janitors?
I mean, it's possible, right? I doubt you have the clearance to enter top secret sites.
How fucking dare you?
What?
You don't get to undermine my position like that. I'm the best janitor. If there was a secret team, I'd be leading it. Me, not Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
Forget Jeff, he's gone.
This is all very confusing.
Do you need a lift?
Yeah, that'd be good. My feet hurt.
You're welcome, by the way.
You really shouldn't be driving in your condition.
I'd rather bleed to death in my seat than let anyone else drive.
But why?
He's weird.
It's beyond weird. It's downright bizarre. Have you ever seen a therapist?
I think I ran one over back there.
I'm serious.
So, blatant subject change. Did those zombies seem a bit sluggish to you?
They are sluggish.
I knew it!
I mean, they've been slowing down since the beginning.
Hang on, what?
Well, they can all run stupid fast when they first get turned, right?
Right.
But then either the virus slows down or the body just deteriorates. Eventually, they shuffle along because they can't run anymore.
So, you can tell a zombie's age by how fast it moves?
Yeah. I think they'll all just die off eventually, but that's just a theory.
Huh. So they'll just decay away to nothing?
I think so.
It's not very exciting.
What do you mean?
Well, here I was looking forward to a world with ever-lingering zombies that need culling. If they just die out, what's the point?
The point is our survival. If we can outlast the virus, we'll be in the clear.
That makes sense. It's definitely easier than fighting them for the rest of our lives.
Less fun, though.